Hello, girls. Welcome to another fabulous broadcast from the Happy Housewives Club podcast. This is Darla Shine, Happy Housewife number one. It's a new week. Dana, I can hear you breathing into the microphone.
Sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Dana, I was laughing all weekend over the crazy stuff that was happening in the forum. So for all you girls out there, let me just give you an update because I think it's so funny. All right? Dana, what are you doing?
I was adjusting my headset.
You can't adjust your headset while we're on.
Okay, sorry.
It sounds horrible.
I'm sorry. I'm not touching it now.
All right. Don't touch the headset.
Okay.
So, all right. So as you and I know, because we were on the boards all weekend, maybe not all the girls know, but I'm sure some do. One of our members, Jolene, got very upset because I suggested that it's okay to stash a little something away and hide some things from your husband. And she said it was deceitful, it was untrusting, and come on. So every one of us hides something in one way or another, whether or not you're hiding the shopping bags or you're not telling your husband, you know, exactly, you know, how much you spent at the food store. The bottom line is it doesn't mean that you're not in love. It doesn't mean you don't have a fabulous marriage. I think I have the best marriage there is. My husband and I are best friends. We enjoy each other. We have fun together. I never wrote Dana that Bill doesn't know what I'm doing. He knows what I'm doing. Every man knows what their wife is doing. And in fact, deep inside, they're kind of happy because sometimes when things get tough, they know the wife has a secret stash. Just like Martha wrote that her husband said, honey, you have any money hidden away?
Mm-hmm. I thought that was cool.
You know, I wrote initially when I first put up my post, I said I had $12,000 in the Bill Clinton book, saving up for a car for Bill or a great vacation. It's not like I'm saving up to hit the road. Hit the road, Jack.
Oh, Lord.
You know, but it's just, I just have to laugh how, you know, some people get offended at that. And maybe it is offensive to some people, but it is reality. We are the women. We are the mothers taking care of our families. And if you don't have something to fall back on, you're really making a mistake. You should take some money each week from your budget. If it's your money, if your husband's working, it's your money too.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes,
if he's giving you a budget or a paycheck, or if he's giving you $200 a week to spend or $200 a month to spend, why can't you decide what you want to do with a portion of that money? That makes no sense to me. You should be able to decide, unless you're a slave woman and you have no say.
Well, I think what's important is the intent. I mean, if it's like your runaway money, that I have a problem with. And if you're being like selfish and deceitful, then
time out. Some women, though, Dana, are in bad marriages. Girls, wake up. Reality is not everyone's a happy housewife, you know, and some women are in horrible marriages. I've gotten letters from women who you can't believe what they have to deal with. So mm-hmm. You know what? Why shouldn't they, okay, save up a little bit so they can get out if that's their situation? I mean, there are women who are being beat. There are women who, you know, have a lot of horrific situations. God bless everyone if they could have a fairy tale life. I have a big sign hanging in my den right now, my family room, over my fireplace, and it says, fairy tales do come true. But not everybody has a fairy tale life, Dana.
Well,
what would
I guess
you say to a woman who has three kids, who mm-hmm. has no income, whose husband is abusive to her mentally, emotionally, whatever? What would you say to her? You wouldn't
get out? No,
get
I'd
out,
say
but
get
how
out.
Is she supposed to go with no money?
Well, okay, you've got a point. I will bow down to that. You have a good point. I'm just saying, like, for the people who are in relatively decent relationships, who are going along with their life, and
nobody in a good relationship is saving money to run away. That's even ridiculous to say.
I think so. I think there's some people out there that do it.
They are not. They are not. That's ridiculous.
Oh, brother.
And when I wrote that, I was joking when I said, in case you're not a happy housewife one day. But how do you know what's going to happen one day?
Well, you don't.
Nobody knows.
You don't. And I guess, I mean, everybody's situation is different, and that's key. I mean, I've got my plan, but I don't have it. I honestly do not have a stash. But my husband does, and I know he does, because he's safe, because I have a hard time with money.
So
and
do
I spend
you
it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I know of his stash. I don't know where it's at, and I don't know
every
how much it is.
Every man knows of their wife's stash in one way or another. Bill knows that I stash things around. He knows that I do that. You know, it's no secret. What I do, and you know what? I think that for you to have a happy marriage, this is key, ladies. You have to be an individual. Two individuals coming together, living their own lives, and sharing your lives together will make the happiest marriage. There's no such thing as being one. All this baloney, we're one. You're not one. You're two people with two different minds, and you're coming together. And if you can share and enjoy each other and like each other and accept each other, that makes the best marriage.
Well, I had started to write a post, but my internet was slow over the weekend. And that's what I was writing about, is that you do need to have some sense of self. And I think that it's okay to claim something as mine, whether it's candy, whether it's a little bit of money, whether it's food, you know, whatever. My big deal was my laptop.
Right.
And it sounds so stupid, but it is my laptop. I don't let anybody touch my laptop. And I obsessed about my laptop for years before I even got it. And I finally realized it wasn't even really that it was a laptop or that I had to have one. It was something that it was mine, my own thing that I didn't have to share with no one. And I think that some people, you know, the women who say, my world is my family. I don't agree with that. I think that, and it goes back to the individuality, you can't make your whole entire world center around your children or your husband because you lose your sense of you.
Yeah, but I
and
agree
that's dangerous.
With that. I think
you don't?
No, I mean, I think my whole world is my family, my kids. I don't agree with that. I think that I do everything for my children, everything for my husband, and that's why I gave up my career, and that's why I'm working in my kitchen, and that's why I write, is because I want to be here. When the phone rings for school or when my husband needs me, you know, I want to be here.
Right. That's not what I'm saying.
But
you
you're
still
saying,
have...
you didn't phrase it, what you mean to say, I think, is that it's important to have something of your own going on.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
right.
I probably didn't phrase it right.
Right.
You know, the old happy house or the old housewives who, and I think maybe you even mentioned this one time, where they don't have a life now. Now that the children are gone or maybe they lost their husband, they do nothing. Because for all those many, many years, everything was about the family and they didn't have any hobbies or any interests of their own.
Right. Well, I wrote that in Happy Housewives. It's very important for every woman to have something of her own going on. And everyone has something that they enjoy doing. So if you used to paint, you should paint. If you used to cook, you should cook. If you used to, you know, run marathons, you should still run marathons. You should still keep the girl that you were in the woman and mother that you are now. And this is why I think it's also very important to have something going on. I think it's crazy for every woman out there. You know, if you're having a hard time with the money, you should do something to bring in some money. I think it's crazy to not have a little extra money. There's so many ways that moms at home can make money. And that's why I laugh when I hear people. I get so upset when people say, oh, well, you know, she's an at-home mom. She's not working. Every at-home mom is working. This is the hardest job there is. But if you can do something, bring in a little extra money, if you could babysit or if you can bake cookies or if you can, you know, work a couple hours a week doing something in your home or even locally if the kids are in school, all, you know, if money's tight, I think that there are ways you could bring money in. And if you're bringing that money in, I see no reason why, if your bills are paid and, you know, everything is okay in your house, why not put a little bit away for a rainy day? Nobody's ever suggesting that it's so deceitful. It's actually a great thing because you have to protect your family. We are the mothers. And you know what? We all love our husbands. But when it comes down to it, our children are the ones that we really have to worry about. And we have to, you know, Vicky wrote Hunters or Gatherers. And that is so perfect because in life, you know, who knows what can happen? The Great Depression hit, war hits, famine hits. You know, in Bosnia, I covered that story when I was a reporter. In Bosnia, I mean, there were married couples. There were Croatian wives married to Serbian men who were happy, loving, wonderful families. And then when that war hit and the religious, you know, stuff started to rise up, these families broke apart over religion. And you had women out on the streets while their husbands, you know, took off and went to war. And these women were out there with their children. And they didn't have a dime. You know why? Because they didn't have any money in their houses. So women, America is at war right now. Let's not forget this.
Yep.
We're at war. What if tomorrow, you know, a terrorist came and nuked New York City? What are you going to do? What if every bank is shut down?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you should have some money in your cookie jar. Even if at the very least, you need escape money. It's so true.
Well, think back to the old housewives. It was called a nest egg. Remember? Right. Remember?
Let me tell you something. My grandmother had money in her mattress. She had money in her freezer. You know, this is even, I guess these are people who lived through the Depression. And one of the girls actually posted about that, didn't they?
Wasn't it their grandparents raised them?
Right. And that they lived through the Depression. And, you know, there's nothing deceitful about it. It's survival. And I don't care how happy you are married. And let me tell you, I wrote Happy Housewives because I don't want people to get divorced. I think people leave their marriages too quickly. Do you know how many times I wanted to leave my marriage or kill my husband? I didn't do it. I made it work. And I'm trying to live a happy life. But you know what? Every day isn't rosy. And God help us. I swear to God, I pray to God that I live to grow old with my husband. I adore him. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I have to also protect my children and think about my life and their life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't know, maybe it's me, but I have this survival tactic inside me that I need to know that I can take care of my family if something were to happen. And, you know, it's no surprise to my husband. He knows this. He knows this is why. I mean, he said it to me many times. He's like, you know, why are you, Darla, having women over during the day and selling your meatballs? You know what I mean? I said, because I want to have a little extra of my own money. I don't know, but I just like knowing that.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me feel good.
Yep.
And so I just wanted to clarify some of this because it really just shocked me that, you know, somebody would say that it was deceitful or I guess it would be deceitful if you were hiding money to run away.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that by now most of the girls on our website knew my sarcastic tone in my writing when I wrote, you know, in case, you know, save it for one day in case you're an unhappy housewife. But you know what? I mean, I can name on my hand a few girlfriends whose husbands, you know, up and left them out of the blue and they thought they were happy housewives.
Yep. Well, and it can work both ways, too.
Of course it could work both ways.
Seriously.
Listen, yeah, I mean, I have friends and cousins and people in my life, too, who left their husbands.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is you having, you know, a few hundred dollars in a coffee jar or a few thousand dollars in a coffee jar isn't going to make you leave your husband.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a loving, happy marriage, okay, and you enjoy each other and like each other, that is what's going to keep you together.
True.
You know, yep. It's not all the other little stuff. So the basic thing that you could do, which is what I really want to get into in this podcast, to keep your marriage together and to have a good life is to think positively, to have a sense of humor, to laugh. Don't take it all so seriously. Annie, for example, did you see how upset she got over the green blot? Annie, are you kidding me?
And it's an avatar.
When I saw that thing, I knew that she was trying to put up a map of Ireland, but all the lines were running and it was like horrible looking. So I wrote, what is the green blot? And then she writes back, I'm questioning her patriotism, which is ridiculous. My kids are Irish. My husband is Irish. So anyway, I thought it was funny and I really thought it was hysterical that how, you know, I love Angel's Ashes and Soda Bread.
I'm sorry, that was so funny. And then, wasn't it Kimmy
Pants,
D that said?
No, Pants Mom writes
Pants
back,
Mom.
Oh, is that how, you know what she write, is that how you're saying you like Ireland? I'm joking around. Now, I've been to Ireland. I've been there. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place. But am I going to get into a big soliloquy about, you know, how I've been there, my kids are Irish? I thought I was being funny with the soda bread and Angel's Ashes. By the way.
Yes.
Angel's Ashes, that book is horrible. It's a great book, but when I read it, I'm so horrified over the lives that these people had to live through. It's really a good book. Oh, my dryer just went off. So then Pants Bomb writes back, well, you know, something about Long Island and the Sopranos and pizza. The Sopranos live in Jersey! And if they're fictional people! Joey Buttafuoco's from Long Island.
Long Island, Lolita.
Long Island.
Jeez.
But you know what? It's funny because I guess that's the image that people think of Long Island. Joey Buttafuoco or The Sopranos? What does that mean? That everyone's mafia on Long Island? I love the mafia. I wish was mafia on Long Island. I love those wise guys in that movie with Dom Pesci. What's his name? Joe Pesci?
Godfather?
Did you see that movie? Goodfellas?
Oh, is it good? No, I haven't seen that one.
Oh, it's such a good movie. You have to rent it.
Okay.
Unfortunately, though, let me put the rumors to rest. I have not hung out with any mafia people or met anyone in the mob.
Oh.
It's kind of sad because I kind of think those guys are a little bit hot, you know, walking around, acting like hotshots, but I haven't met any.
Oh.
You know, not everyone who is Italian is in the mob, just like not everyone who's Irish is in the IRA. So let's just... let's get a sense of humor and relax. But Pants Mom, now that you had sex, maybe she'll be in a better mood. We know you got back in the sack.
Mm-hmm.
She got back in the sack. But this is a serious issue because a lot of women, once you get in the cycle where you're not having sex, it's hard to get back in. But once you, it's like riding a bike. Once you get back on that bike, you want to go for more rides. You know what? My girlfriend was here the other day and we were talking about this issue. And I think that you have to psych yourself out, get yourself in the mood mentally, and your husband has to help you with this.
Mm-hmm.
And for Bill and I, it always works when we go out to dinner and we talk. I feel like we need to connect because sometimes mm-hmm. when we're in the house, we're not connecting.
Oh, no. There's too much going on in the house.
There's too much going on in the house, you know, with the kids and the yelling and the, you know, what's going on with this. But one of the things here that I want to talk about is this positive thinking of the new year. I do not want to have any negative thinking this year. I want to think positive about everyone and everything. And mm-hmm. I think when you think positive, good things happen in your life. So this is what I want to call for all of us to do in the new year. And I found this magazine. It's so cute. It's called Positive Thinking. It's like this little tiny magazine that's at the checkout stand at your grocery store. Have you seen this, Dana?
I haven't seen that magazine, no.
This is really cute. It has a lot of good things in here. But one of the things that I wanted to read, which is so important, is you need to do the right thing. And this is so important, which this means to me is if you tell somebody that you're going to be somewhere, you should be there. If you respond to a party, you should show up. If you know somebody's family is going through a turmoil, you should make that phone call. I am putting it out there to all of us to put ourselves out there a little bit more. And I think the more that you give, the more that you get in return.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that our own insecurities is what holds us back from reaching out to people. But what they have this whole article in here that I really like. It's called Do the Right Thing. Let our ethics and etiquette take over our lives. And when you try and do the right thing, you expose yourself and it opens you up to making friends, to meeting good people. You know, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yep. Yep, I do.
I was at, the other night, a book signing for that girl, Deborah.
Uh-huh.
Who is on the main page. Now, this is a girl that I know locally that she had written to me and said that she was depressed, and so I encouraged her to write a book. So anyway, she put together this little book signing, and I went to it, and a bunch of people in the neighborhood showed up. But right beforehand, you know, sometimes you feel like, oh, I can't be bothered going out. It's raining. It's mm-hmm. cold, you know?
Yep.
But I went because I wouldn't want somebody to not show up for me.
Uh-huh.
But when I went, I noticed that a lot of people in the area who should have been there were not there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just found that a little bit upsetting. I think that we need to stand by our word. And if you say you're going to do something, I mean, have you ever been let down like that, Dana?
Oh, sure. Oh, sure.
Right.
And I've also been the one to let down. You know, it's real easy to find all these excuses for not, making an effort. So, you're right.
So, in the upcoming year, girls, we are all going to change. And change is good. So, what we're going to do is we're going to get moving. We're going to start walking every day. Did you read my post on walk?
I did.
We're going to walk every day. And if it's freezing outside, if it's raining or it's snowing, go up and down your stairs, walk around your house, do some sit-ups. We're going to get moving because we're going to get in shape. The other thing we're going to start doing is we're going to save money.
Yes.
This is a big thing. Dana, you're going to be running the budget page. It's going to be up this week. And girls,
yep.
We have to start saving money, even if it's $5 a week.
Yep.
okay, that will accumulate in the bank over time. You can put, if we can get all of our members to put $20 a week into an account, Dana, and we could all watch it grow, do you know how fabulous that would be?
It would be awesome. It would be very cool.
I am devastated that many of our members don't have retirement funds. I don't know what is going to happen when everyone, you know, is in their 60s. We're going to be eating cat food? No. We have to start saving up now. We're going to do this. We're going to also try new things. Mm-hmm. I think a good thing we could do this year is get each of our girls to try something new that they've always wanted to do but haven't done.
That's a really good idea.
Isn't that exciting? So I think it that is. We're going to have to make a thread on that.
Okay.
And now the other thing I want us to remember is we need to listen. Now I'm reading all of this out of this Positive Thinking magazine. We need to listen. When somebody's talking to you, stop what you're doing, look at them, and listen.
Yep.
Show them that you care. And I realize, Dana, that I do this with my children. So after I read this article yesterday, I tried to really listen. So Hannah, normally I'm cooking, she's talking to me, and I just keep doing what I'm doing. Or my son's talking to me, and we all mothers do this.
Right.
But I put down everything I was doing, I bent down on my knee, I got on her eye level, and I really looked in her eyes, and I listened to what she had to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
And it really made a difference to her. Like, I could see that she was so happy.
Yep.
That mommy has stopped everything she's doing to really listen to me.
Yep.
So we need to do this with our spouses, with our parents. I mean, my mother calls me and I'm like, dear God, do I have to listen to her? The poor thing. I'm like, yeah, okay, bye. Yeah, bye.
Uh-huh.
I mean, can you tolerate talking to your mother?
I love talking to my mom.
Oh,
I'm very close with my parents. But you know what? You're teaching your daughter – or we're teaching our children by not listening to them to when they're 40 and we call them, they're going to be like, oh, God, it's my mother. See, we're teaching them that.
I know. So I'm realizing that I'm going to have to change my ways. I have a lot of bad habits, I admit.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is I have the gift of blowing people off. It really is the truth. And when I'm not interested in the subject matter, it's hard for me to pay attention.
Really?
My mother goes on with details. Really, she'll call me up and talk about little details about the most ridiculous thing. Like this lint. She calls me up the other day to tell me about this lint brush. Okay? Evidently, there's this new lint brush out that you get to pull off the ends. You know, I think it's called a scruffer or something. I don't know. You pull off the end, you throw it away. It's like, you know, it picks up dust and all this crap. Do you know about this thing?
No.
Well, maybe Domestic Chickie would know because she's our new domestic girl. But there's this new duster out, this lint picker-upper thing. And my mother's going on and on about the whole details of this lint thing. And it's on sale at Linens and Things. How long can I talk about this for? So I'm like, someone's at my door. I got to go. But I am going to try to listen. Here's another tip we're going to do this year. Be kind to strangers.
Yes.
Now, let's face it. In this world that we live in, we hate strangers. We don't even want to deal with anyone. We're all in our little shell.
Uh-huh.
But maybe if we all opened up a little bit and we were a little more kind and a little sweeter, that would be nicer. So in everyday life, we're going to be more kind to strangers. And here's a big thing. Speak nicely. Especially to your children, especially to your spouse. Now, Bill is always saying, you know, he's like, instead of you saying, you know, when are you going to take the garbage out? Why can't you say, honey, could you take the garbage out, please?
Now, see, I'd get pissed because I do that about 5 times. And after the 5th time of being nice, I'm not so nice anymore. I'm sorry. I can only be nice so many times. I have a quota.
Well, speak nicely is on this list, and I think these are the things that we're all going to do together. And little by little, we're going to change our attitudes to have a more positive attitude. Another thing that I think we need to do, Dana, is we need to clean our bodies, which I'm going to talk to. We're going to have some experts on detoxification, but our bodies are full of toxins.
Mm-hmm.
And during this year, all of us together, the ladies on the site, you and I, we're going to learn to detoxify our bodies. We're going to bring in less sugar, less starch. Sugar and starch causes mold and yeast to grow in our bodies. Mm-hmm. And for women, it's so dangerous because it makes us tired. It mm-hmm. makes us overweight. It makes our hair get thinner. It makes our skin bad.
Mm-hmm.
So every day, ladies, what I want you to do is I want you to write down what you're eating and start to cut out the sugar. Anything that has real sugar in it or imitation sugar, you know, or even things like honey, fructose, you know, this, you know, molasses, all of these things sit in your body and it causes your body to be lethargic. So I want us every day to slowly cut things out. After reading this article in Body and Soul about sugars, I realized, Dana, that I didn't think I ate any sugar.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't even realize honey was considered to be a bad sugar. I drink tea with honey all day long.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to slowly cut out that honey.
Now, see, I would have a hard time doing that just because honey is natural. They don't do anything to it.
They don't do anything to it.
How can it be bad?
But not that it's bad. It's just that the sugar, I guess, is just takes over your body. You have too much of it. So, you know, we're going to start cutting it out. It supposedly makes you tired. This article, which I love this magazine, Body and Soul, says, break the sugar habit. Sugar lurks in unexpected places, compromising our nutrition and our health. So slowly, let's get rid of the sugar. First of all, ladies, none of us should be eating cookies.
No.
We just shouldn't be. None of us should be eating ice cream. Really. You know, they just cut it out. Get rid of it from your diet. Especially if you're overweight.
Mm-hmm.
What my sister came over the other day, and my sister is pushing 40. She mm-hmm. could easily lose 20 pounds. She sits in my kitchen, and she opens the freezer and starts eating the kids' cookies and cream. I said, Cheryl, do you need to eat that? You don't need to eat that. Why are you eating that? So it was, you know, just because she's bored, just a snack. We need to stop snacking. We need to stop eating the sugar. And you know where else sugar hides? In alcohol. I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I knew that one.
I didn't know that. So, you know, cut down the alcohol, cut down the wine. We're going to try and detoxify our bodies, eat healthier, be more positive, meditate each day, sit down for a few minutes quietly. Think about your life and think about how lucky you are. I did this yesterday, Dana. And it set the whole mood for the day. It put me in a good mood. I thought about my life. I thought about how lucky I am, and I ended up having a positive attitude the whole day. Have you done that? Have you sat down and meditated?
It's on my agenda. I've got like a laundry list of things that I need to grab a hold of myself and kind of rein myself in on, and that's one of them. I want to spend a few minutes in the morning before the house gets going and just, you know, sit there and do my devotional and just some quiet time
just
for me.
Just some quiet time. Use that time to pray. Use that time to think about your inner self. And you know what I did this weekend? Because now I'm on this whole positive thinking, you know, new year, new Darla type of thing. Mm-hmm. Is my children. I mean, I adore my children. I love them. I mean, as all mothers do. But I think in everyday life, we're so busy that we overlook our children.
Mm-hmm.
And little things, like I just sat down and was like staring at my daughter and staring at her hands and smelling her and touching her and playing with her. And the same thing with my son. And I spent a lot of time this weekend, you know, not doing anything, but really just hanging out with them.
Mm-hmm.
And it really was good because I just stopped. I said, you know what? I don't need to clean the kitchen right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to worry about the fact that, you know, Connor's closet is a mess. So let's go and let's sit and let's play a family game. We played charades, and I was just staring at my daughter, and I just was fascinated by the fact that she's just this little sweet person, and mm-hmm. I'm so lucky to have her in my life. And I just want us all to sit back, think positively, and celebrate the new year, and remember that we are in charge of our lives, ladies. It's the mothers who run the families. It's the women who run the world.
Yep.
We are going to take over. We're going to take charge. We're going to look beautiful. We're going to feel great. We're going to be happy housewives. Dana, what are you doing today?
I don't know.
Well, you can start by meditating.
No, that should have happened this morning. No. I'll start fresh tomorrow. No, I'm gonna grab Amanda from preschool, and I think I'm gonna take her to the craft store and stock up on stuff for their craft box. That's what I'm
Well,
doing.
that's nice because winter's coming, it's getting cold, it's good to do indoor activities. Ladies, if you're in the store, I really think you should pick up this Positive Thinking magazine. It's really cute. I'm gonna have one of the reporters on our podcast from this show, and Body and Soul, it's another magazine I recommend that you all read. So you guys have a great day, and look forward to this week seeing all the new pages coming to the Happy Housewives Club.
Yes. Yep.
And that's it. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.